Welcome to the Bible Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bible Podcast. I am Paris. This is Virginia. And we are here to continue our conversation from Monday on friendships.
Friends.
So today, what are we talking about today, Fran?
You know what we're talking about.
We're diving in.
The faith of your friends can sustain you.
Come on.
And bring you healing.
Come
on. Come on now, somebody.
Hit me in my shando.
Hit me in my shando. That's my favorite thing to say now. Yeah, we're going to be in the book of Mark, chapter 2. It says, this is a story. We know the story about Jesus healing the paralyzed man. The paralyzed man, if you're not familiar with the story, Jesus is gathering in one of the towns and he's just in someone's house. And people are coming because they're like, Jesus is here, Jesus is talking. So they're crowding around the house. This huge crowd forms. People are trying to get in, and there's someone who is paralyzed. There's a young man who's paralyzed. He has like never walked in his life. His friends love him, and they're just trying to get him because they're like, if I can get our friend to Jesus, then he'll be healed. So the friends are trying to get to him any way that they can. They can't get through the crowd. They can't get around. So eventually what they end up doing is they somehow get their paralyzed friend up on the roof. They break through the roof and they drop the guy down and it's like, Jesus, help him. And so it says in, this is chapter 2 of Mark in verse 5, it says, I'll go before that. Okay, so verse 4 says, they couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd. So they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. And then verse 5 says, seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, my child, your sins are forgiven. Mm. And in other translations, it literally says that because it has a footnote that says, because of the faith of their friends, Jesus healed the paralyzed man. And that's just,
come on.
It just, the Lord is here. It's just so powerful because there are times that we might not have the faith for ourselves, for the things that are going on in our life, and our friends do. And our friends can literally be intercessors. Like, their friends are essentially interceding for their friend. Now, it wasn't through prayer. It was through breaking a hole in the roof and being like, Jesus, heal him, you know? But our friendships really matter, and who you're friends with matter. And do you have friends that would break through a roof for you, that would intercede for you, that would basically grab the Lord and say, heal them, you know? There's just a power to that of like, I mean, we talked on Monday about how your friends matter, right? And we have to be surrounded by wise friends and not friends, you know, that are mean to each other and whatever, like destroy each other. This is literally the opposite friendship.
This is hitting you in your feels.
It's kidding me. Like, this is the opposite of Proverbs 18:24. These are not friends that destroy each other. These are friends that are literally bringing healing to their friend. And I personally,
by any means necessary.
Like, I think it matters to me because I have had seasons where there have been certain trials and tribulations that I've been going through that I literally did not have the faith to sustain myself. And I relied on the faith of my friends to get me through it. And I told them, I can't do this. I need you to stand in the gap where my faith is failing me because I don't have it. And they did. They bridged that gap for me. And the Lord is good. And we came through victorious on the other side. So while it wasn't necessarily a physical healing, I can only imagine how even more incredible that would be if I was struggling with something like this. And you know, like, you know, I'm not going to say I'm on camera, but you know the things for healing that I pray for consistently.
Right.
You know, and if the Lord came down and said, I healed you because of Paris's prayers, like, could you imagine, like, I don't know what that would do in my own heart or what that would do for your heart if the Lord said something about that to you, about us, you know, like, it's just, it's important who we're with.
It's important And you're my best friend. And here we are in the studio together.
We are. I mean, I know it's a long way of saying it, but literally the faith of your friends can sustain you and bring you healing. And that is
and even bring you back from the brink. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times the prayers of my friends saved me from doing something I shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I mean,
bring her back into the fold, Father. Bring her back.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Folded. Like, for real. That I just
Chikitabaya.
It's
even
good.
Like this other part of when you go down a little further of to when, you know, the Pharisees then after this are like, you know, boo, whatever.
That is what they say.
Join us at the Christian Anything Show for the PIV. You know, and they're talking about like they're trying to contest this, right? And even there's something about this part at verse 9.
Yes.
When he says, stand up and pick up your mat and walk. Which is, I feel like that's like the doubling down. Like there's something about that that feels like a doubling down.
Yeah.
Like he healed him and now you can go. Like we don't know if he obviously like goes to his friends and is like, guys,
yeah,
did you see that I'm walking? But there's something about like him being able to like to stand up. Like if I was like his friend who like, I that would just give me like such of a, I don't know, that would just give me such of like a, ooh, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So that, I don't know. I know Monday's episode was a little long, but I feel like if you take what we talked about on Monday with friendships and you add it to this conversation today, I really think it kind of cements how important your friendships are. And I just want to encourage you, like, if you feel like there's maybe some lack in this area for your friendship, if you feel like, man, I don't know if I really have anybody that's with me like that, or, you know, you guys were talking on Monday about like your friend circles and how they do, and like, I don't really feel like it's there, I would really encourage you to talk to Holy Spirit, like talk to the Lord about it and go through your day of like, Lord, help me either to get rid of people in my life that need to be gotten rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And also help me to find community. Help me to, whether it's having the courage to have the conversation and talk to somebody at church who maybe you just smile and wave at, then you actually start to talk to them. Making friends as an adult is weird. Like it's not easy. My kids come home from school and they're like, oh, that's my best friend. I'm like, cool. How do you know her? I don't know. We rode the slides together on the playground. Like, it's so easy when we're children, and the Bible calls us to have faith like a child. So maybe let's try to practice that in our friendships, like in our lives, of having that childlike faith to just say, hi, you know, like, how are you? Let's hang out. Let's get a coffee. Like, you know,
that's how we met. That's how we became friends.
You and I just, we started hanging out. What's the other one called?
Rachel.
Rachel literally just was like, she needs a friend. I'm going to come hang out at her house. And it was awkward in the beginning. We didn't really have anything to talk about, but like we were there and it was helpful because I needed a friend. I really did. I was drowning. So if that is the desire of your heart, I'm just saying that the Lord will meet you at that place and he will help you. And it will cause you to have to step out and be obedient. And it might be uncomfortable to have conversations with people, but do it, because having godly friends in your life is totally worth any awkward uncomfortability in the beginning.
It's so worth it. And I feel like to add on to the encouragement, I feel like sometimes the Lord requires us to lay things down before he can bring stuff in that's good, right? So I feel like if you've ever been like me, who had like a handful of ungodly friends and therefore were struggling in your friendships because whatever, as a testimony, there wasn't until I really laid down some of my other friendships that door started opening for other godly friendships. Mm. And even also, I feel like we discount the pruning process, which is a good part of the consecration process. Yes. Of
come on, let's talk about it.
You know, and some like pruning, like you would prune, I don't know, like plants. What is roses or whatever? Like you to help that away.
Yeah, anything.
To, you know, help it grow more. And so sometimes the pruning process, and I speak from experience, is very, very lonely. But
I was going to ask you about that. Like, if you could terrible. Talk about it, because when God starts pulling your friends out of your life,
it feels lonely. Like, yeah. It feels like I'm all alone. There's nobody who cares about me. And you just, it's real uncomfortable. I've had friends who they've been my best friend for 10 years and we don't talk no more. Like, mm-hmm. it's rough when the Lord pulls people out of your life. But also at the same time, don't go reignite those friendships. Like, don't try to resurrect what the Lord killed.
Come on now.
I'm just saying.
Don't try to resurrect it if the Lord buried it.
Because if you yeah. do it in your own strength and the Lord said, I ain't tell you to do that, that's necromancy, that's witchcraft, that's
not good for you.
It's not good for you.
Like, I have bushes on my house, in my property. Okay. I have hydrangea bushes. And they are big and huge, and the branches seek the light. They want to find the light. And so they grow these big blooms of hydrangeas, and it's beautiful. But when the hydrangeas die in the fall and the winter, you have to cut the heads off. If you don't cut the heads off, if you don't prune what's dead and fallen away, then it will not bloom and grow to its fullness in the next season. And so there is a pruning.
Come on.
There is a pruning that makes you feel lonely and desolate and like, all my little friends are gone and it's the winter and it's cold, but spring is around the corner. That's the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shake my edible.
Come on now.
It literally is around the corner, y'all. We almost there.
Allegedly coming early too. I don't know how to feel
if
about that.
If you believe in woodchucks.
And I do not.
Awesome. Okay. That's what we're talking about this week. Thanks for being here. We love
Thanks
you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining today, and until next time, much love from The Bible Podcast.